We're seeing all over the news just what the New South Wales flood situation's like. I mean, we've copped it here in Queensland as bad as that over the years. I mean, around here they've had floods. You've been up and down Mary Street. You've seen Lady Mary where that statue is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Where some of those flood levels have gone over the years. And just how bad is it? Graham Chapman is, I mean, he's an old radio mate of mine from way back, and he's a big supporter of that Penrith area down there that's being badly affected. He joins us this morning. Graham, thank you for getting up and talking to us, mate.
Oh, absolute pleasure, mate. Old radio, mate. You're right. And you've got some great memories of our days back in Golden, mate.
No, I'm
going to have to save your number.
Mate, listen, I'm getting in on the chat here. I'm proud of you, Bill Gove. I'm proud of you, mate. I don't know what the relation... I don't know, like, you know what the relationship's like in that studio. Probably give each other a bit of a hard time every now and then. I'm super proud of you, mate.
Thank you.
Great job.
Graham was around when I first started my radio career, so he's a mentor of mine, but he knows a few stories about my wild as well. As a man coming out for the first time.
I do.
Coming out in what sense?
No, they're all good. Nothing to be broadcast here on the radio, let me tell you.
Okay.
They're all good.
He remembers a Saturday night when a bunch of my schoolmates broke into the radio station and decided to hang around the radio station. I remember Chappie coming in and he goes, "I see nothing." I go, "What are you talking about? I never let him in." Yeah, right.
They actually broke in.
Up a drain pipe outside the radio station and got in. Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Anyway.
Mate, I will never forget that. But you're right. I was just waiting for you to say that line. They climbed up a bloody drain pipe. Can you believe
the boss?
Desperate to see you perform live.
Oh, they were. And Hogan Zeroes, I love the show. I see nothing. It's all part of growth, and I've done a lot of that myself.
What
a great memory.
Mate, chappy stories, I tell you what. Anyway, we're moving on. Now, you're in Penrith. You run a Facebook page about Penrith's historical area that's being majorly affected by now, and the shots you've had up there of just how high the water gets and where it could potentially go is frightening.
It is frightening, mate, and so the site is called Memories of Penrith and Surrounding Suburbs, if people want to jump on and look at that, like it, whatever. But we got thousands of people that follow us, and it started out as a historical site, but I very quickly, because of my media background, went, no, we've got 30,000, 40,000 people on this. It needs to be a site for when, like, the bushfires hit, we need to update the community. So a lot of the media, like a lot of the mainstream news, they do an awesome job, but, you know, their constraints are they've got 2 minutes for the news or whatever. They do a live cross. I've got no constraints. So I've been doing live broadcasts from the banks of the river. I've been showing people the real deal and what's happening. And I'm very quick to tell people, don't come to me for urgent help. And they've been doing that because you've just got to get to Triple O. You've got to get to the SES. But overnight, I'll give you an example. I've had 15, it doesn't sound a lot, but that's 15 people that have reached out to a community Facebook page, mate.
Yeah.
15 people stranded over the North Richmond Bridge begging for help. They've got no food. They're stuck. And on the far side of Kurrajong and those regions and Kermond, there yesterday at 2 o'clock, there was a massive landslide for those that know the region on the Bell's Line of Road. The engineers have deemed it unsafe. The road is going into the valley. It's that bad, mate.
Oh, my goodness.
Heart-breaking stuff.
So, Chappie, are these people that are reaching out to you, they're stuck in their homes? Are the waters sort of in their homes yet?
No. So, Kurrajong, well, in some cases, yes, but not flooding their homes. If I could describe Kurrajong and Kermond, it's the start of the Blue Mountains. It was the alternate crossing of the Blue Mountains 200 years ago, 100 and something years ago when they went around there. But it's a very hilly area. So, yes, the valleys are full of water. Mm. The waterfalls are going nuts. But a lot of these people are in Kermond and Kurrajong and in areas that are secure. They're okay, but they're just cut off by a 22-metre flood that it has rained all night. It's showing no sign of going down for a week. And this landslide has now declared they are on an island.
Wow.
And one of the stories I got, she said, and I just couldn't sleep, but it was like 1:30 this morning and I got this message, please, 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 can someone help? No one's listening. And she gave me a number and I knew she just sent the message. I rang her and I just said, hey, how you traveling? She didn't talk a lot, to be really honest. She was a little bit in shock, but I even rang her. Mm. But the reality was, there she was, single mum, couple of kids, no food.
Oh,
I woke up this morning and I just went, nuts. This is nuts. Emergencies are unfolding every second along this entire east coast of Australia at the moment. I feel for the governments. I feel for whoever they are. It doesn't matter, your territory, our territory. I feel for governments because they're really having to make unbelievable decisions in an 18-month of hell that we've all gone through. And emergencies here in the west of Sydney and the Hawkesbury are shifting minute by minute. And as I said to a politician only half an hour ago on the phone,
wow.
I said, listen, I know you're getting smashed, but North Richmond needs to be your priority for the next 4 or 5 hours. We've got to get helicopters.
Yeah.
We've got to get food drops in there.
Yeah, you wonder whether they'll even be utilising things like drones. Chappie, were they asked to evacuate out of curiosity, or did this just catch them off guard?
No, so in that North Richmond area, they are well prepared for floods. I covered the floods of February 2019. I filmed it live, actually, as the bridge went under, and I filmed that last car going over, and they were excited. They're well rehearsed in the flood situation.
Yeah,
so they
okay.
go, it's going under, we've got food, we're stocked, we're just staying over here. But if we don't have enough food, it's okay, because we've got the Bell's Line of Road, and we travel up to Lithgow, and we'll get our food. That's what they do.
Okay.
But the Bell's Line of Road is just picturing a single aisle road, and this landslide, I haven't seen the pictures from the landslide. I've heard the descriptions, and the engineers have said, no, you can't even go near it. The road is gone into the valley.
Chappie, it's like when this happens in the outback and people, do plane drops and, there's boats coming from all over the place. I mean, this situation's happening in a metropolitan area, which is so hard to believe. And you've got the Warragamba Dam water release as well, which is causing issues as the rivers swell. I mean, what answers do you have? I mean, can anyone do the right thing? It's just a big force of nature that we just have to roll with, and you just need to deal with the aftermath, don't you?
Look, you do, mate. It's the same with fire, and as you know, I'm in the RFS, and I fought in those recent last year bushfires. And the thing I say about fire is that fire is a terrible thing in the sense that you could have an ember attack 100 metres behind your house, and bang, you're gone. At least with flood, you know it's raining, you know the forecast. You know what lays ahead. Now, the people of the Hawkesbury, they're in a different situation because you're remembering Warragamba Dam, it's releasing a Sydney Harbour capacity every day.
Yes, you can't even fathom that.
No, I can't. I've seen it released and I just don't get it.
Mm.
So that's floating down the river and it impacts in the Hawkesbury area. Now, the Hawkesbury is like a valley. It's a valley system. Maybe, I don't know the meterage, but we're talking many low-lying valleys. Now, the water is just getting down there, and some of the pictures my mates have been sending me from the RFS that are helping the SES, it's heartbreaking. I mean, there's been, in New South Wales, there's been so many animals washing up on beaches.
That's
animals.
Right, yeah.
And we know where they're coming from. They're coming out of here. They're coming out of the Hawkesbury. I mean, we had a house floating down the river, for God's sake.
That's right,
People are in a lot of trouble at the moment. I would hope and pray that those, that were in trouble from a housing perspective, they're out and they're in secure land. I think what we need now, we need the rain to stop. We need the trouble is with Warragamba Dam, there is so much rain in the mountains. It's saturated. There's so much in the Wallandilly. It's going to take another 4 to 5 days for all that water.
God.
Yep, to run into the Warragamba Dam, and the authorities are left with no choice but to just keep those spillways open and let the water go down.
And of course, lower down, it sort of affects the housing and regions as it is doing now. I mean, it's like Wivenhoe going into the Brisbane area.
Yeah.
There were contentions about the 2011 floods about whether the operators did the right thing, but I mean, those damn walls just can't hold 100% capacity.
No.
They're just not designed for it. But look, time's got us, Chappie. I mean, thank you so much for weighing in and just, I mean, you describe as best as you can how the situation is in New South Wales. We've gone through it in Queensland, so we are feeling, mate, but there's probably not much we feel we can do here except what support or...
Yeah, we're just...
Your listeners, just spare the thought because, I know in the Brisbane floods, I remember getting on the road and travelling up because Aussies help Aussies. Now, there'll be ways that they can help. I don't know what it is right now.
Yeah.
There'll be people in time to come that don't have houses insured and insurance companies give them a hard time or whatever. Just be vigilant. Keep your eyes open. there'll be someone you can help. But we all know, you know, like I helped you, mate, when you were a young bloke. You help people. You help people in the littlest of ways sometimes that are lasting forever.
Yeah, and I think even just reaching out to your friends and obviously family that are down there, just to, as you said, let them know we're thinking of them. And we are. We're thinking of you all, Chappie, and this situation, sadly, is far from over.
Thank you for your time, Chappie. And that page, again, if people want to follow your Facebook link just to see just how expansive that water is. What is it again?
Yeah, just jump on it. On Facebook at Memories of Penrith and Surrounding Suburbs. If they type that in, like it, follow it, and you'll see some updates. We just put an urgent update on, and you will read in the comments some heartfelt stories from people stranded in that area I just talked about. All right.